Hey there, Quiet Timers. Welcome to the fourth installment of the critically unacclaimed podcast series, Quiet Time. Tonight we have a couple of special guests lined up for you guys. Why don't you go ahead and tell them who we have tonight, Jamie?
We have Alex of the Alex Cast and his friend Stephanie.
But anyway, before we get started, we'll tell you a little bit about ourselves. You can find us on Twitter at QuietTime5. That's at QuietTime in the number 5. Follow me, Jonathan, at Jonah T. Han, Jonah_T_Han.
And you can follow me, Jamie the Mute, at JMarie12, JAMARIE, the number 1, the number 2.
That's right. You can also find us on at quiettime.podomatic.com. That's our site where you can go and click on buttons to play our podcast. Mm-hmm. Or you can find us on, who else can you find us on, Jamie?
Beyond Pod?
No. Can I find us on Beyond Pod?
Podbean?
No.
Start that little piece over.
And you can also find us on, Jamie, why don't you tell us?
You can find us on Stitcher or on iTunes.
That's all you're going to say?
Yeah, I guess so.
So check us out. Anyway, with no further ado, you ready to get this rocking?
Definitely. Hope you enjoy it, everybody.
Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I...
Shut up!
Okay.
Diaphanous. Fuck yeah.
I was... Oh.
What the hell?
See, I don't even know that word, that's why I didn't guess it, but I was going to totally pretend I'm saying it, my voice cut out by saying the word.
Well, what was the word I said that I kept saying it sounds like? I kept saying, like, dialogue or something silly
Mystique
like that.
Or something.
Yeah, sorry, I just...
Ambiguous.
Yeah, okay, diaphanous, ambiguous, plus... sorry, guys, I'm very excited now.
I can tell.
Well, congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, I really...
You win.
Yes, I win the game of knowing obscure, stupid words.
You know the word you were trying to think
that
of.
Are
good job.
Next to useless because no one knows them but me. Okay, so yes, I second your motion of making things official.
I think it pretty much already is. We might as well just keep going. To be honest with you, we have not prepped a single damn thing for this.
Neither have we. No. Unless Alex has.
No, I haven't done shit.
Yeah.
We're all in the same boat.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know. I always try to, well, not try to, but if I go on other people's show, I usually leave it in their hands because I talk too much and I try to control things often. So I figure the less I have in my pocket walking into it, the better my chances of coming across like a humble and lovely young man. That being lying.
That's all right. We condone that kind of behavior here. So.
Oh, good. Perfect.
Right. Yeah.
I'm happy for that.
Well,
what time is it there? It's late, isn't it?
It's 10:15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whenever we had Alex on the Holocast, I think we ended up going to after, might have been right around midnight sometime.
Oh, yeah, I was being...
I listened to that.
I was a little yappy.
Yeah.
You guys make me hungry because you were talking about meat.
So you're a meat eater, too?
Yeah.
All right, all team is fun.
No, I'm not. I can't go back. I've already tasted it. It's delicious. I can't untaste it.
Yeah, but using that logic, I'm going to keep sucking dick. I mean,
Holy
see what
shit.
I did there? That's a little fun joke for everybody.
Holy shit.
So here with us tonight to lend our show some entertainment value. Alex from the Alex Cast and Stephanie. There we go. There's some kind of introduction I might be able to use.
Stephanie of the
might have a last name.
Yeah, that's true.
I was, my brother stopped into my work today and he was... We're having a little chat about the podcast, and he's saying that he enjoyed Stephanie being on the show, but it's very odd because he referred to it as Steph Infection.
Yeah, that's my Facebook name.
It was very weird to hear that coming from like an actual human being in the real world.
Dude, my friend got a staph infection, and I laughed at him really hard, and I shouldn't have.
Well, not, did you have the name before that, or?
Yes, and okay. I was like, it's not my fault.
But how do you and Alex know each other? How did you guys become friends?
Sitting at the bar, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Alcoholism, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Brings people together.
So, yeah. We were both expatriates of the East Coast, and I think
we
bonded over She is from the Philadelphia area, and I am from the New York area, and we bonded over our dual hatreds of each other. Various sports things we don't actually know.
Oh, so you guys aren't into sports either?
I watch football sometimes.
I watch football.
I like hockey, but I don't care enough to make rivalries matter, because I don't get paid by the team. And yeah. It seems silly for me to get mad at people I would otherwise be friends with because we enjoy the same sport. We already have, like, a lot in common. It seems dumb that they're wearing different colors and they must yell at one another.
I would love to argue. I believe when just embrace that.
I know. I love to debate. I love things that can be, like, won or lost. With sports teams, it just comes down to, I mean, it's that thing I really dislike is that the end of the debate goes, well, I believe this, and the other person says, I believe this. Well, then you just wasted your time. That was just an hour of doing nothing. Because you can't prove, you know, it's not like you prove something with sports.
You can prove your team's better because your team just fucking won.
Well, exactly. No, but then the only team that would have fans in the baseball league would be the Yankees because they've won the most times.
That's a good point.
They won 27 World Series.
Well, not lately.
No, but it's still
the winningest.
Well, in history. Yeah.
They're the winningest.
Yeah, winningest.
Winningest. Proof right there that you guys know more about sports than we do.
Well, that's I just demonstrated, I'm going to say, a solid 60% of my baseball knowledge with that sentence.
Nothing about baseball.
Oh, yeah, I know the Yankees have won the most, and the only reason I think it's 27 is because the Montreal Canadiens have won, I think, 24 Stanley Cups. And
I'll look it up later, and then
within my recent lifetime, I remember when they were the winningest team ever. Montreal was, though. I don't think I've ever won in my lifetime.
Well, I know Boston won the World Series in 2004.
I know that Boston has a team, and I know 2004 was a year. So
that's me.
Well, the San Francisco won, right? The Giants? Because I always get confused because it's the San Francisco Giants, and then in football there's the New York Giants, and I always don't know what people are.
Yeah, because I was about to say San Francisco Giants is football.
See? I know. It's confusing.
No, the San Francisco footballers are the 49ers.
Yeah, in basketball I also said that it was the Philadelphia 69ers. That's totally wrong. What is it? 76ers?
Yeah, I think that's number?
Right.
And soccer is the one with the horses and the long sticks.
Yeah, the mallets. I do like watching soccer. I just don't really get it. There's so many rules.
I like watching soccer just so I can correct people and say it's called football so I can come off as an arrogant asshole.
You do like doing that, don't you?
What's that?
I said you do like doing that, don't you?
Yes.
And I said you don't have to try.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that's usually the type of person that I get along with best. So.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Oh, no, okay, just to take a step back. Now, I don't know the name of the team, but the Constitution or the Declaration was ratified in 1776 in Philadelphia.
76ers.
76ers is probably going to be my guess. Yeah. Is that the name
of
the team?
Good deduction. I'm impressed.
Well, no, the other day, and I'm going to make it as bad as possible, I was taking a shit and reading my cell phone.
The Constitution.
Well, no, I was. I was reading the Constitution because somebody referenced Independence Day being, you know, July 4th, and they were being laughed at because they didn't know what it was. And, I'm a reasonably well-read individual, and I realized I don't actually know what July 4th was. Like, I know it's independence from England, but was it the signing? Was it the ratification? Was it the calling of the Congress? Like, I had no fucking idea, so I was sitting there, like, numb-legged, reading about the foundations of our country, which...
Wait, you're lying naked and shitting?
Numb-legged.
Oh. It was like, I've been in your bathroom, how are you doing that? In the shower.
Yes. But yeah. So, sorry that I turned your show into sports talk with four people that don't know sports.
It's my favorite kind of sports talk. It's the only kind of sports talk I can manage.
Yeah, unless it's hockey, I can fake it. And then football, if you talk to get my watch a couple days earlier, I'm pretty good. Give me a game completely wiped from my memory.
I'm a Ravens fan, so there's big games today. And I'm watching it with a bunch of Patriots fans, so that should be fun.
Okay, so I'm judging by your statement that the Ravens are playing the Patriots.
Bingo.
Nice.
The end of sports talk.
All right. No, actually, no, because I was going to say something. But it is an amazing phenomenon, the whole rivalry thing, because it runs pretty rampant down here in South Carolina. Because yes. We have
Clemson and Carolina.
Clemson and Carolina, Jesus Christ. And most of the people that are so, what's the word?
I'm not going to say.
This is our biggest challenge on this podcast. Words.
I think it's probably diaphanous.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, sounds good.
Most of those people are very gossamer.
Yes. And none of them have gone to these schools. They have no affiliation with them whatsoever. Right. And they attach themselves to it, so...
I don't get that either.
Yeah.
I would understand it if you're from a... Now, I don't know if South Carolina has had professional teams, right?
The Carolina Panthers is kind of... It's split North Carolina and South Carolina.
Well, was there not a Charlotte team?
Yes.
Okay, see, so your state wouldn't count. I think that if you're from a state that doesn't have a pro franchise... I give a little more leeway to being a college sports fan of a team you didn't attend the university or college from.
Right.
If you have a professional team in your state, then that's just kind of sad. Unless you went to school.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. But I will back you up on that for a second, because part of Charlotte is in South Carolina. So we can stake a tiny bit of claim to it.
Wait, a tiny bit of Charlotte is in... I thought Charlotte, all of Charlotte was in South Carolina.
No, some of it's in North Carolina.
Is that true?
Really?
Yeah.
It's like D.C.
Oh, I had no idea. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So.
Are you just making it up to make fun of me because you know I don't know anything about geography?
Yeah, you do.
No, there's a Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, wow. That's wild. Okay. Right.
Well, now that you mention it, I really hope I didn't make it up. But that is exactly how I remember it, though, and I have spent a lot of time up there.
Just move it on Wikipedia real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. It was the... Charlotte, like bee people or something. It was
the Hornets.
The Hornets.
Yes.
Yeah. So you know.
Hey, I remember something. The logo because it was like purple and teal.
If teal means blue, then yes, that's the one. I don't know color names.
Wow.
I swear, like somebody had to teach.
Oh, I believe you.
Mauve. I had to be taught a couple years ago.
It's like burgundy, but it's pasty.
It was diaphanous.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that then. And then it's the other one I thought about. Taupe was the one I had to be taught.
It's beige.
Yeah.
So you're not...
I'm dark, so I have to know these things.
Well, I'm just saying.
But I could be totally wrong, because there aren't colors I use in anything.
The maroon one I don't remember, but the beige thing you're right about, the taupe. But I just, you know, I like to...
But, like, why have two fucking names? Just call it beige or taupe. I don't know why they do that.
Yeah, I don't know. There's also, like 14 names for white if you ever have to paint.
Oh, yeah. You know. Off-white.
Well, no, and then eggshell and cream and... antique and barony and all sorts of weirdness.
But
I just like
color.
To point out that I don't know these things because then it's understood that I'm also flaunting both my knowledge of words and things and my complete and horrific ignorance on a whole swath
kind of
basic
color, though. I feel like.
Yeah, no, unless...
But maybe it's because it's one of my favorites.
Unless it's part of Roar G-Biv, I don't really know it.
The two of you are the
really
best...
Boring. Sorry about
that. I know, we're over-talking each other.
The two of you are the best to have as guests because we can just pop out a couple of words and you guys can just go off on them.
That's great.
And argue about it.
God damn it, that cheek is cheek.
Yeah, how did this even start? The Hornets logo?
Yeah.
We're talking about teal.
Yeah.
Oh, do we lose them?
No, we're here. I was just
I was drinking a beer.
Oh, no, I was just trying to not do the host thing, so it's... It should be like a, it's hard because there's no social cue, so it's like, we can't be like, and back to you in the studio, like, it's...
Stare at each other, like, should you talk?
Yeah, it's, the Skype thing's very odd. It's
this is weird, I've never done this before.
Yeah, you get used to it after a while. I mean,
I've done Skype before.
Yeah. No, I've been over the course of a beautiful, high-end podcast, and I think the two of you in the studio would know this, we can edit, so... That's the fun thing, too.
That's right, yeah.
Exactly right.
I don't...
So, uncomfortable pauses? Fuck that. There's filters for that shit.
That's right. I
do like the songs that you guys play on your podcast.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Good. I'm so glad to hear somebody say that.
What did you say?
They make me happy. A lot of times people play songs and I'm like, oh, God, but your songs make me happy. I can't remember the last one. It was a ska version of something.
Save Ferris, that... I don't know the name of it. That Tura-Lura-Lura song.
Yeah.
Come on, Eileen.
Yeah.
Yes, Come on, Eileen. Why could I not remember that?
It was the ska version. It was really happy.
Oh, that's cool. I'm aware of Safe Thurs, and I'm also aware of the Texas Midnight Runner, Save Come On, Eileen. And I know the Dick and I was amphetamine in the 70s called Dixies.
Really? Oh, yeah. I've
had those before. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're from Philly. That was really popular. Dude, Philly was huge for that.
Yeah, no, actually, I had that in Baltimore. But...
I would see.
It's not. It's 2.5 hours away.
Oh, my bad. I thought it was a lot closer. My mistake.
Geography.
Well, no, I've just been to Baltimore.
No, yeah, like...
They're, like, equidistant from where I live in Jersey, just to take a different way. Like, I could get to Philly and Baltimore in about the same amount of time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can see that.
But, you know, crab cakes in Inner Harbor.
Well, like, New York... From Philly, New York City versus Baltimore is kind of the same distance. It's like 2.5 hours or 3 hours to drive to New York, or 2.5 to 3 hours to drive to Baltimore.
Did you know
the opposite direction?
Did you know that Charlotte's in both North and South Carolina? How far are you guys from Charlotte?
About, what, 3 hours? 4 hours?
3.5 to 4, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you're like, you're in South Carolina.
Kind of central.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't realize South
Where's
Carolina.
Where's Charleston?
Charleston is about 1.5 hours from us to the east. It's right on the coast. What's that?
I have a friend that lives there, and he's, I think, is there a beach?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because I was going to say, that if it's central, that doesn't make any sense, but yeah. Yeah, he lives there.
Yeah, actually,
Charlotte. I mean, Charleston.
I know they make a fantastic chew.
Oh. Their dance, too?
Yes, the Charleston, yes. That is the thing where you do that thingy with your hands and move your knees back and forth.
Oh, that's the Charleston? Oh, yeah, I guess so.
I thought that was.
The Charleston, West Virginia. That could have come from there.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know
I'll
either.
Find that.
I think it came from our Charleston.
Did it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think
from
so, too.
South Carolina's North or something?
I'm going to say it came from you guys. Why not? Fuck, I'm going to say you.
Sure, I'll claim it.
Hey, Chubby Checker came from South Carolina.
That's right.
He was the one that did the
twist.
Chubby Checker was the twist, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I liked him because he had one hit and then kept redoing it because he had the twist. And then the next song was Let's Twist Again. And then he had like a whole lot of twists. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, he kept doing the exact song with but slightly different lyrics like 4 times.
I'm sure it worked every time.
He still tours doing the twist.
See?
Yeah.
People are like, still like it.
Like, he was in town, like, I don't know, last year or 2 years ago. Town being
Portland. Did you go?
No. No, I'm good. I don't particularly care to hear a song I didn't like in the first place. So I'm probably 6 or 7 times.
At home.
Yeah. I was like going to see Aha, you know. Hey, I'm going to play Take On Me again. Sorry, big Aha fan. You guys probably know that about me.
I do now.
Yeah, I don't think I could name. I'm surprised I could name a song.
The only song I ever saw.
I'm sure they're popular in whatever.
Well, you're a big fan. You know, all the
horrid pagan place they came from.
They came from Jersey.
Yeah, I think they're from like.
I'm joking.
They're from like Sweetland or Norway or one of those cold places where the Vikings came. And back to you in the studio.
Sorry, I was grabbing a drink myself that time.
Oh, okay.
And I'm still looking to see where Charleston Chew came from.
Maybe we can synchronize opening.
What was it, Charleston Chew you were looking for, or the Charleston to dance?
Charleston Chew. You're talking about
both.
I was talking about.
You do the dance with the chew in your mouth, right?
Yeah. Though I was in South Carolina, I definitely would start like a chew tobacco company and call it Charleston Chew, just to see if you can get sued for it.
Because people would swallow it.
Well, no, because there's already. Yeah.
Was that really dumb?
I'll just go on another way with it, you know?
Would it be, like, a gum?
Well, no, it'd be chewing tobacco.
Yeah.
Because it's South Carolina. I assume all of you
yeah,
guys
Yeah, but
are...
if you swallow that, you throw up, right?
I think, like, badass... I think badass people can swallow it.
I didn't even have to swallow it to throw up.
I can smell it to throw up.
I took, like, a big chaw of it one time when I was younger.
I've never tried it.
Oh, yeah, it's green-killed and just disgusting feeling.
It looks gross.
It
well, it seems you get like a whole shitload more nicotine in you, and I think that's why you throw up. It's just too much nicotine. You start getting ODing, you know? No, it's like, I'm not kidding.
I just pictured someone like, oh no, I swallowed a chew by mistake and rolling around the ground like,
It's bad, yeah. The LD50 on nicotine is pretty fucking low.
I have to try chewing one of my cigarettes sometimes to see what happens.
You'll probably feel a little sick. Or you can, if you
let's
take,
do it now. No, it's kidding.
No, I'm good. I don't smoke. Well, you can take some chewing gum, that nicotine gum, and then smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, I've
with
never
it.
Done that.
I did once the wintergreen kind when I was on ecstasy because they told me it like really fucks you up good, and it was true.
It fucked you up.
Yeah, no, it was
all. Sure, was it just the ecstasy?
It was definitely all the ecstasy.
Yeah, it might have been that.
Well, yeah.
That might have something to do
like
with
I'm saying 90%.
But, like, how would you say, oh, that's like when people do acid and they're like, if you drink vitamin C, it makes it. How do you really know? Because you don't have a control to say,
well,
here's what happened when I didn't have vitamin C, here's what happened when I did.
Well, right. In my case, you can because I've done a shitload of it. But in this case, it was like, hey, I'm having a great time on ecstasy. And one of my friends said, hey, you should chew wintergreen nicotine gum.
I said, oh, I'm having a horrible time on ecstasy.
Well, no, so I took one and went, holy shit, this is awesome. My mouth is like all wintergreen and lovely, but also feeling kind of cancerous and terrible. And then you get that wash of nicotine through you, but you're on X, so it kind of feels good, but terrible.
Yeah, I did smoke a lot of cigarettes when I did it.
It's fine.
I probably did smoke the menthols.
All this is, we're playing characters that do this. This is not an admission of guilt by any stretch in any...
Oh, I don't care. I have nothing to hide.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm not running for any offices.
In that case, I do a lot of drugs.
I had no idea. Until last episode when you mentioned that.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't really do a lot of drugs.
I didn't think so. Because I would see you out on the streets.
No, I just don't have a problem doing drugs every now and again.
I don't either.
Nope.
Oh, I'm nodding.
She's on heroin.
I'm nodding out.
What do you folks do out there?
What do we do out here? There isn't shit to do out here. That's why we started doing podcasts, so that we can try to at least connect with some people outside of here. We actually got out of South Carolina for, what, like 4 months?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this a couple of episodes back. We lived in Illinois for a little while. That crashed and burned, so we came right back. But
like the Chicago-y part of Illinois or like the Ohio-y part of Illinois?
The southern end, yeah.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're actually about 30 minutes away from St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, that's cool. That's like an actual place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, because...
Hey, actual place.
Well, no, because there's... I mean, you can go for Pennsylvania. There's Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, and then there's Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah. And Illinois and Ohio, or both those states are very much like that, where there's swaths of, like,
I drove
nowhere.
Through them to get out here.
Oh,
God. And that's when I was like, I'm never driving back. I'm staying out here. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I drove most of the way to the West Coast a couple times, and yeah, I took the Route 80 way through Pennsylvania, and good God, that's a terribly boring drive.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh my, I didn't realize how big Pennsylvania was until I tried to drive through it.
Yeah, and then on the way out, you're like, oh great, I got to Pittsburgh. Instead of
no,
purely the thoughts of the Alex cast, and I have no reflection on the quiet
right,
time.
Your Steelers fans hate my Ravens fans, so.
They're called the Stillers out that way anyway.
The Stillers.
Yeah.
Horrible. They are not. Oh, that's right, because all the fans I hear, I've never been to Pittsburgh. They just
yeah, no, but actual, like, Pittsburghians call them the Stillers.
There's some weird accents in Pennsylvania. Same with, like, Harrisburg or, like, Mechanicsburg. They just, I can't even imitate it, which makes for really great discussion about it. But it's just really weird. And I know I have an accent, but mine's not weird.
Yeah. Well, I just know Stillers and Crown instead of Crayon.
Yeah.
But you guys are talking about accents. Y'all are talking to two Southerners.
Yeah, but the Southern thing is kind of like, we're all familiar with it from, like, television. Like, it's a known accent.
Yeah, these accents, you just sound like you're from outer space or something.
Yeah,
like, trapped on your head.
Like in Stiller's country, they say yuns.
Yeah, that's a weird
kinda,
thing.
It's kind of like y'all. It's yuns.
Yes.
Yes.
And I know a couple of people from Buffalo, New York, and they say ewins.
Mm-hmm.
And they will argue with you about it.
Yep. And Philly does the use guys.
Yep.
Use guys.
See, that's almost more acceptable, just because use guys sounds like something you'd hear in a movie about some, you know, some toughs from an inner city. Yuns is. I mean, it sounds like a snack food.
Our gas station. We have gas stations around here that are Young's.
Oh, really?
That doesn't sound like a snack food.
There's probably a gas station around here. I haven't been to one ever, but I'm, you know.
You know what was, I went to Jersey a couple of years back.
Sorry.
Where?
Should be. I don't even remember, because I had no control whatsoever over the itinerary, because I was going up there to pick up a vehicle to bring back down here, and so yeah, I don't remember where exactly it was at, but I mean, are different areas all that much different in Jersey?
Oh Yeah. Diversities like that. It's kind of like in Ohio. Like the, I grew up right outside of Manhattan, so it's, you know, there's, you know, it's the suburbs as depicted on TV, and then the city as depicted on TV.
Ah.
And the center of the state is what the northern people call the shore, which is what you see on the Jersey Shore and that stuff. And then there's this uber south Jersey, which is basically the Philadelphia suburb. So there's a completely different accent. There's like three or four distinct classes of Jersey. And then there's the western side where it's like farmland.
There was one time I was taking a train to New York and I fell asleep on the train. And before New York, there's Newark, which I thought was New York. Not really. But do you know what I'm talking about? Newark?
Well, it's Newark, yeah. Newark, New York. Well, no, because there is a Newark in Delaware.
Oh.
But yeah, that's right. Newark. In New Jersey, it's Newark.
But are they spelled exactly the fucking same?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's also like in the South, I don't know what state it is. Maybe you guys can help, but there's Albany in the South, and there's Albany. New York.
Yeah.
But there's Albany in some southern state.
Albany.
You guys land in your plane?
That, I was about to ask you guys that.
That was kind of awesome. Yeah.
It's like, and we have takeoff.
Yeah.
Do you guys know where Albany is?
No, I've never heard of it either. But I just heard of a town in South Carolina the other day that I had never heard of. Iva, South Carolina. Have you heard of that, Jamie?
No.
IVA. Never heard of it before.
Oh, you mean 46? 46 South Carolina?
Yeah.
I think.
Well, there's a...
Iva?
It'd be fun to grow up there because it's a lot of fun. Like, I'm not going to make any because it was like everybody would be tired of it by fourth grade. But there's got to be a lot of fun local jokes, like, you know, I have a big something or like,
oh, yeah.
I have a or something. Like, you know, that'd be a fun town to grow up in and then get really tired of. And then everybody that comes in, you're like, yeah, I fucking heard it before.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Or a kid.
It's Manassas, not Manasses. You know?
That's just like, I have a friend, his last name is Ball. I mean, he's almost 30 now, so there's not a single Ball joke you could throw at him. He's heard them all.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate thing, especially during the childhood years.
Yeah.
That's a recipe for getting your head smashed in.
But anyway, what I was saying about Jersey was I was surprised and a little confused whenever I got out to pump gas, and they wouldn't allow me to.
Yeah,
you can't in Portland, Oregon, either.
Yeah, in all of Oregon. There's two states in the union you're allowed to, New Jersey and Oregon. And those are the two I've lived in, so...
Yeah.
You don't like to pump gas,
you
know, huh?
In Pennsylvania, you can pump your own gas. So when I moved out here and driving all the way here, I pumped my own gas, and when I got here, I kept getting yelled at because I just automatically go to pump my own gas. And I'm like, no!
Why is it? Why aren't you allowed to?
I can't speak for Oregon, but New Jersey was, they thought it was a fire safety. Apparently there was a couple like random accidents back when the pumps didn't have the automatic shutoff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was because of so many tourists coming through there, they would just pump and run.
The story I've heard, and this is very, very weighted on the story I heard, not this is some factual thing I have, was that before the modern pumps, and like I think there was like probably like a shitload of states. Like my memory says 13, but I have just like thrown a number in. But there'd be a bunch of states you weren't allowed to because they didn't have automatic shutoff. So people would be distracted and gas would leak on the ground, and they thought that obviously it does cause a hazard. So there was a gasoline safety commission or something.
And they're all fucking smoking cigarettes.
Some other bureaucratic thing like that. this is not a safe situation. And then once the technology caught up, they allowed it. And from what my understanding is that there is some form of unionized thing with gasoline producers and distributors. So they didn't want to fire their staff. So when New Jersey tried to do it, they petitioned the yada yada. So that's where Jersey, you're not allowed to pump your own gas.
The yada yada.
Well, because I don't think whatever the state ballot measure or whatever the fuck it was, you know, whatever the politics are. Well, that's why I used yada yada. You know,
I liked the yada yada.
I didn't want to wow you with my political speech. Like, I don't know, some kind of petition or something.
But for me, yada yada.
Yeah.
And why did none of the gas stations sell anything? We had the hardest time just finding something to drink.
Oh, well, they have those, like, little tiny weird booth things that, like, don't have anything in some gas stations. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, where I grew up, it was actual, you know, just, you know, little convenience stores inside of it, you know. But it depends where in Jersey you are, again. Like, especially the center of Jersey, I can't imagine there's a lot of anything.
Like, the Jersey Shore is really gross. Atlantic City's just god-awful, but it's amazing people watching.
You know, I can honestly say I've never seen Jersey Shore, the show.
I've never seen the show either, but I used to go there every summer, so I have no desire to watch that show.
Yeah. The characters have been described to me. I'm like, yep, went to high school with them. Good, yeah. Got it. No, yeah.
I know those people.
The
no
guy
thanks.
The guy that shows his abs, I'm like, yeah, I went to school with a kid like that. His name's Donnie. Like, I got it. Like, this, yeah. I'm
no, his name was Alex.
Yes, that was my thing. I showed my abs off a lot. I pulled it off. Like, yeah. Like,
you're doing it right now.
What's up? Well, I... Look, if I had abs at my age, yes, I probably would be doing it right now.
At your age, you're my age.
Well, I shouldn't say my age. I more mean after 14 years of sloth and fatness, that one day randomly I have six pack. Yes, I definitely would be showing it off everywhere. Look what happened last night. I think my tapeworm is fucking cancer, but look at me, I'm thin.
I think that's the only way I could ever achieve a six pack is through magic overnight.
Really?
Yeah, that's my assumption as well at this point in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know,
yeah.
Maybe healthy eating and trying, but I'm not willing to commit to that.
I was going to say, who wants to do that? It sounds boring. Why aren't you out having fun? Oh, I'm doing push-ups or sit-ups.
Yeah. Effort.
Maybe that's why I don't have one. I'm trying and I'm doing push-ups.
Exactly. Sit-ups. Steph is diesel in her arms, though. Just huge cuts through the... You should see her lats. I mean, they're fantastic.
You almost made me spit out my beer.
Yeah, I was trying to time that better. Because I said you were taking sips, so I was trying to slow down delivery so you didn't spit beer. But you're facing away from the equipment, so I didn't mind that much.
So Stephanie, you made a comment before about not understanding how someone could be afraid of Santa Claus.
Yes.
Well, now you have your opportunity to speak to someone who is afraid of Santa Claus.
I mean, I get it, but I just...
And it's not me, by the way. It's Jamie.
No, I'd never even heard of anybody being afraid of Santa Claus until a coworker told me that they don't do the Santa Claus thing. They just give their kids presents, which I was like, bonus, that sounds so much easier than having to hide it and then like wait till your kids go to sleep and sneak downstairs and put it all out there and all of that. Like I never questioned it being creepy because I was just like, someone's coming and giving me presents. I don't really give a shit, but maybe it's because I'm greedy. I don't know.
Well, see, for me, it wasn't the whole stranger in my house stealing my gifts or my toys or whatever. It was the costume. It's the
oh, really?
Yeah. For some reason, I don't know. I've got a fear of clowns because of the makeup.
Okay, now I get it. Yeah, and the ones at the mall were creepy as shit.
Hell like, yes, they were.
I look at pictures of me sitting on their lap, and I'm like, that dude is creepy as fuck. And same with Easter bunnies were worse.
Yes,
they look like aliens.
Maybe they are.
They could be.
They have to disguise themselves as something.
They're bunnies that shit chocolate eggs that are in celebration of the resurrection of a Jewish carpenter. So it's not, that's about as plausible as space aliens. Yeah. So yeah, why not? Yeah.
Huh? Next episode of Ancient Aliens.
Yeah,
we figured Easter Bunny.
Yeah, Giorgio Tsoukalos describes how the Easter Bunny created Machu Picchu.
Well, the episode that was on earlier tonight was about Albert Einstein.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They were trying to equate Albert Einstein with aliens?
Yes.
That's awesome.
They were suggesting that that's where he got his genius from.
Yeah.
Otherworldly beings.
Wow. Yeah. That's
amazing.
They're running out of material, and I was just defending them a couple of weeks ago, kind of defending them. I was saying that they could keep the show, but get rid of the alien aspect of it, and it would still be a fairly decent show because the rest of it, you know, the mysteries themselves are is interesting, fascinating.
Yeah, like ancient weird shit. You mean like how did they build this? That sort of thing.
Right, exactly. But
it's entertaining. I haven't watched it yet, but the more I hear about it, I can't wait until it gets on Netflix. Is it on Netflix?
I think the first season.
Yeah, the first one. The first season is on there. Yeah.
Somewhere on months because I watched a few episodes of the first season. I'm like, oh, this is harmless. And then the second season, I'm like, oh, dude, this is getting bad. And you're actually just lying now. I don't know how many seasons there are, but
awesome.
At some point, I'm like, you're just making shit up. And they start like...
I can't wait to see what they do next.
Oh, have you watched that documentary, Everything That's Wrong with Ancient Aliens? Or I forget what the hell it's actually called.
Ancient Aliens Debunked?
Yeah.
No, we have not watched that yet.
Oh, you should give it a watch, especially if you're familiar with Ancient Aliens. Oh my God, is it funny, because it just...
I know. And we
bombs on it.
We still kind of enjoy the show for the most part and don't really want to ruin that yet. We're planning on watching it eventually.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll really ruin it?
It depends on how you're... I think it probably would ruin it for you in that your statement that the mysteries are still interesting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of... I get
can't wait to watch this
show. I agree with that statement, but unfortunately, like, the way that they kind of debunk and show like the scholarly gaps in their research.
Right.
I think maybe some of the mystery gets taken away and you might lose the fun. But if you're watching it for Giorgio's silly hair and how silly the show is, then like seeing Einstein, it somehow magically influenced by aliens, then no, it won't take anything away from it. In fact, it probably makes it even better.
Well, we're going to find out because we have it on our DVR, so.
Yeah, I recommend it wholeheartedly. As someone that I enjoy the scholarly research side of things, and I was once someone that I never really believed in the ancient alien thing, but I put it up for some amount of like open mindedness,
right?
And but I was reading like a bunch of articles, a few years back, actually before the Ancient Aliens TV show came out, but I realized that like some of the who's the accent that translated all the tablets, Von Daniken. When I found out, like, all the other guys that are, like experts in cuneiform reading, like, none of them agree with his translations. Like, every other expert just say, like, no, that's not what those say. And he's really just kind of twisting it around. I'm like, ah, oh, shit. And that's the basis for most of them.
Was that Von Daniken or was that Sitchin?
Because
Von Daniken was the chariot of the gods guy.
Yeah. I get them confused all the time. It's the one that translated all the Sumerian tablets. I don't remember which guy that was.
That was Sitchin. Sitchin or Sitchin?
That was Sitchin. Okay. The one that everybody got that idea that, they knew about Nibiru, this planet, they knew about all, the Pleiades, like, all these vast knowledge sources that they claim are shown on these tablets it's just not there. Like, any other scholar just shows you, like, no, it's not. Like, they show you the same thing that they're translating, and it's not, it doesn't exist. Like, that's not what the phrase means.
Shaking the fun out of the show, Alex.
Well, that's not even, like, really taken on the show. It's that, I kind of lost my faith in the ancient aliens thing, but I still thought the ancient mysteries of some of those stuff was interesting.
It's still, still fun thing. It's still funny to watch.
Yeah, it really is. And his hair gets more outrageous every fucking time.
It really does.
I between ancient aliens and Bigfoot, I believe in Bigfoot more than ancient aliens.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
After the evidence being,
you don't believe in aliens at all?
No, ancient aliens. I mean, no, I absolutely. It's mathematically proven there's aliens. Like that's not there's, so, right. It's not a doubt.
What are the difference between aliens and ancient? I've never seen this show.
Oh, the conceit of the show is that humans are dumb, idiot, upright apes, and they needed magical people.
Well,
from the sky to build the ship.
Thank God.
Well, yeah, that's essentially the thing is that there's a translation that happened to these texts, like a bunch of texts that say, like, the phrase that's often quoted and a pure misinterpretation is that they refer to the ones from the sky descended, and that they're the ones that taught men the wisdom to do whatever, mathematics, yada yada, which, one, mistranslation, and two, it's just not true, but that's the conceit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's why they learned how to build the pyramids, they learned how to, all this other stuff.
Well, the pyramids are interesting.
They are interesting, yes, how to build them
but
is...
But we're never going to know.
There's actually a really, really good theory that's operating right now that kind of shows that it's called an internal, what's it called? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? It's a recent one, it's called the internal leverage system or something like that?
The guy was using the fulcrums to prove how they could have moved.
Yeah, that's the moving, that's that guy, the man who moves monuments or whatever. Yeah, right. That's the guy who shows that you can... This is awesome if you ever watch the video stuff. It's this dude takes these, like, the size of the Sarsen stones in Stonehenge, these giant, huge blocks. Literally, with one hand, middle-aged guy moves it. He puts, like, just like a granite block in the center of it, slightly off, like, weight center and slightly back from weight center, and just shifts it. And as it turns, it slowly moves in one direction. Literally, by himself.
That's fucking crazy.
By himself, he sets it up and just figured out how using... I think he was, like, just using, I think the addition of sand or something. I forget how the hell, but and then he lifts it into place, like, this, it's...
Send me that shit on Facebook.
Yeah, I will, yeah, it's wild, but, the pyramids one is, the grand gallery that they don't know what that is, that weird sloping archway? It's not an archway, because there are arches, but you know what I'm saying? In the center of the Great Pyramid of Khufu, like, the famous one, is, there's this big, the grand stairway, and there's nothing in it. There's no hieroglyphs, there's nothing there. It's just this big, long shaft that goes, well, what they figured out is that it was built from the inside out, and that's the part where they had, like, sleds of counterweights. So you'd sled the counterweight down that slide and build up from the inside using... So by the time you're finished, you've built up the entire pyramid, and then you get the king's chamber, and then you just, all you have to do is slide up a couple of big bricks at the top. Instead of, you know, having all this other fancy mechanisms, it's just, you can move these giant stones using that angle with, I forget what it is, like 100 people or 200 people, like a completely doable amount.
I actually have not heard that one. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. It's relatively new from what I understand, like last 10 years or so, but this, whatever special I watched, like they showed a computer model of it, and it explains multiple things. One, how it'd be built. Two, why the patterns of the bricks are the way they are. And then three, why that giant chamber in the middle exists. Right. Now, I'm not smart enough to know that if his geometry works out, but this guy has a computer in front of him, and he seems smart, and he's got, like, some kind of PhD in something or another. So I'm just going to believe that the things he's saying are correct, and if the things he's saying are correct, this makes a lot of sense. And I'm not saying it solved the mystery, but it takes a hell of a lot more of a step towards solving it than, you know, magical gray guys from the sky.
Right. And I wish there could be a little more consensus on the actual age of the pyramids and the Sphinx, because general consensus is that they were built in the time of the Egyptians, but other people say that because of rain erosion, that would mean that the pyramids were around when there was rain in Egypt, so they must be a lot older.
Yeah.
How can they not figure that out?
It's interesting. Yeah, it's, well, because you can't date stone.
Yeah.
And here's the interesting thing. All right, this is where I love, and this is, I think, one of the fun mysteries. This is why I was agreeing with your statement earlier. Is this is the one that fascinates me? Is the Egyptians have a history. Like, all right, so they have a thing. It's called the obelisk of records, scale of record, and it lists from late dynastic Egypt or Middle Kingdom Egypt, I forget, back to the first pharaohs that were gods. Like, but it lists every, like they list everything else, this is consistent with all their other record keeping. But it shows them going back 50-something thousand years of Egypt. It's impossible from the way that we understand it. But
right.
if you take the idea of that rain erosion thing, and if you know that that idea of the John Anthony West, he was on Rogan. I don't know if you heard that interview, but he did that great I think it's called Magical Egypt. Did you watch that documentary? It's a 6-part documentary called Magical Egypt by John Anthony West. You should watch it. It's fucking amazing.
It's no ancient aliens.
Ancient aliens, because one, it's actually a bigger mystery, because ancient aliens is just saying, well, God did it, but with more science backing.
Right.
This is, he talks about the drift in, you know, Earth's axis. So you go through the phases, like, you know, we're going into the age of Aquarius now, famously. So this is the stellar drift.
You're not going to sing?
No, I will not. But this is the stellar.
You guys are lucky.
But this is the stellar drift, and it's weird because it lines up.
I disagree.
We want you to sing.
Oh, I don't have a thing.
Well, you know some lyrics because you just.
I just know this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. That's it. Like, I just, but with the stellar drift. So anyway, if you follow the stela back of their history, the time that the Sphinx would have been created, by the way they say it, and by the way it would have been with the rain erosion, and by the time it's looking at Leo, the star cluster that it's modeled after, it's 36,000 years ago. And that fits exactly with, like, every other bit of evidence other than the currently accepted Egyptian theory.
Right.
So that's really interesting to me. You don't need aliens. You've got, like, this major thing of, holy fuck, we've lost a lot of our history. We've lost a lot of time for the record. That I find super interesting. I would love if aliens came down. I'd be really into that. But I think the other stuff is more interesting than having, you know, our space older brothers show up and fix things for us.
Our space older brothers.
Well, it is. Well, that's what God is, you know. Space.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it's the same as needing God to fix things.
He's upper management.
Yeah.
You just cannot escape bureaucracy.
I recommend that whole article. John Anthony West, Magical Egypt. It's fucking beautiful. It's so well done.
I'll check that out.
Interesting. It's probably the worst directed, but poorly written. It was recorded on... I think it was recorded on a record player. Like, it's looks terrible, but the facts in it are wonderful. Yeah.
And it was called Magical Egypt?
I think it's a Magical Egypt or Mystical Egypt. It's by John Anthony West.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a, they call it a, like a, a symbolist tour of Egypt, and he just basically goes through and like talks about the way that Egyptians viewed the world. You know, how yeah, whatever. Just watch it; it's good. I'm not smart enough to try to
walk us through the entire.
Yeah, exactly. I can walk it through. Yeah, I can tell you the thing about the 3,600 years, the drifting of the constellations,
the age of Aquarius.
Yeah, and that's about it. And then it starts getting like smart people stuff, and that's where I go. The things. There's other stuff. Yeah,
that was
like,
the end of your smartness.
Look at me. I'm a fucking poetry major. Like, I have a degree in something even more useless than fucking Egyptology.
I have a bachelor's in fine art. That's pretty fucking useless.
Yeah, both work in the paper industry.
We both work in the print industry.
Yeah, we work in a dying industry, and we're sitting in a basement apartment drinking fucking cheap domestic beer.
At least we're happy.
You should move to the South. Everything's so much cheaper down here.
Yeah.
That's true. You know, you'd be in the South.
Yeah.
But no one's in the South. It's just you guys are like, you know.
It's just humidity and shit.
Yeah. And then, you know, you're all just kind of backwards yokels, and you fuck each other.
Wow. Yeah.
None of you can read, and you're all kind of toothless, and, you know, there's all that banjo playing we get in the way, you know. No offense, though. I respect the South well.
Now, you know, when you put it that way, it's understandable.
Yeah. I talked about this when I was on the podcast with you. I almost moved to North Carolina. I really like that area. It just, I found Portland, which at one point was cheap.
Yeah, our neighborhood's getting fucking expensive. Well, you don't live in my neighborhood. Never mind.
Same zip code.
Yeah, well, most of Portland's the same zip code, isn't it?
No, not even close. But okay. I didn't feel like correcting you, so we're good.
our zip codes go across, like, no, not zip codes. I'm thinking area codes. Scratch
well,
that.
Well, it's crazy here. They don't even use area codes half the time, and I just find it so weird.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Well, all of Oregon was 503 up until, I asked my boss about this recently. Like, I'm just going to say 10 years ago. Like, really recently, the
well,
entire...
Well, no, I'm saying, like, we print directories, like medical directories at my work, and they don't have area codes.
Well, no, that's the thing. It's a remnant of the old way, because, like...
Well, fucking update
there's only,
that shit.
But there's only one other area code in the state.
I don't care. It's irritating to me.
Well, it's for us, because we didn't grow up here. Yeah.
It seems like something's missing. The number doesn't fucking look right.
Yeah, it is kind of creepy.
And it's going to change eventually, so let's just start it now.
Yeah, there you go. That's the attitude.
That's right.
Like, there's going to be cell phones, and then that number sticks out weird. Just make them all have area codes. Okay. My hometown had three area codes, and it was a small suburb of Philly. It's so weird that there's only one here.
Wow, just one town had three?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my county had, like three or four.
Yeah.
I think our whole state has three. 864.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. I grew up in the most densely populated state in the Union, and you grew up right outside of Philly. That's directly below the most densely populated state in the
that's
Union,
true.
So it would make sense. Yeah.
Oh, I just thought of another pro for South Carolina. Well, not a pro for me, because I don't really particularly care for the place, but we have Myrtle Beach down
that's
here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That seems to be fairly popular amongst the young people.
Yeah, Myrtle Beach.
I think I've been to Virginia Beach.
You guys have never heard of Myrtle Beach?
What?
No, I've heard of Myrtle
Beach.
I've
heard of it, but I don't
know. Oh, okay. All right. I was about to say. I thought you were saying you'd never heard of Myrtle Beach.
No, I was trying to think if I've ever been there. I know I've been to the... What are those, like, that beach that's, like, all the little islands that jut out, all the northern people go to?
Ocracoke?
Nah, it's
what?
Like...
What? What is that?
That's Croatoan, isn't it? Ocracoke?
That's where the...
I've been to
Ocracoke. Yeah. Well, yeah, Croatoa is where they got... colonists that Roanoke disappeared to.
Taken away by the Indians.
Yeah. What's it called? The, motherfucker. It's where all the
here
white
we go
are.
Again. It's
no,
like
no,
that.
No, wait, no, I got this shit. It's called...
It's like that fabric that's
the glades, the barrier reef, the sand, the... Oh, come on, guys. North, South Carolina, something like that. All the white people go down to it. Beachy thing. You gotta, like, drive all the way the fuck out, you know, on an island, single lane road.
Coke.
No. Oh, I'm so annoyed right now.
Polly's Island? But that one you don't have to drive way out for.
No,
no this is like the middle of Nowhereville. It's the...
Wow, then why don't we know about it?
Well, no, it's famous. It's just the middle of Nowhereville. It's like, it's super touristy in the summer.
I thought that was Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, no, it's Myrtle Beach, but... I didn't drag to halt the end. I'm sorry. I get killed by this. Please find something else to talk about. I'll think of it.
No, I can't stop thinking.
Yeah, either. We're from this state and we don't know this. That's
well, like North Carolina or some other place really close to there.
So what is it? It's an island.
No, it's not necessarily an island. It's a chain of kind of islandy beach area.
I think I was right.
Very few locals. It's called
not
the
Hilton Head.
It's the something?
I don't know.
That sounds familiar.
Ooh. No, it isn't, but I've been to Hilton Head. So that didn't... No, because it puts into mind like being down there.
I cannot think of the place you're thinking of.
No, I didn't start a whole thing. I'm sorry for dragging everything to halt.
And you said it's not necessarily an island?
It's like an islandy chain islands thing. In my memory, it's like, you know, it's essentially... It's just a small, desolate, unpopulated Long Island.
That sounds awesome.
Oh, say, just come up with something else to talk about. I'll come up with it.
No, right. I can't stop thinking about it.
Fripp Island? Island?
Fuck.
What was that one?
Fripp?
Nah.
Hunting?
I don't think it was something island. I think it's called the... Something.
The
Sea Islands?
Wait, no, the... Oh, I almost had it for a second. The... Oh, damn my brain.
Really no, fun to watch.
Someone, Stephanie, do not say anything. You guys, bring up another topic. I swear, this will come to me.
What do you think about this idea that the obelisks that are spread across the world were once Tesla-like signals, or not signals, but receivers for electricity?
Okay. Yeah. Describe that to Stephanie, because I sort of know what you're talking about, but I need a refresher course, and it's just like she doesn't know this, and this will be...
Well, you guys know the whole thing with Tesla, right? And his, I can't remember the names of any of the fucking things, but his, the Tesla coil. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And he was going to build, it was going to be wireless electricity. And of course, he got taken down by Westinghouse, I think. But, and he actually built one up near New York or New Jersey or somewhere up there.
Yeah, they just funded it to become a Tesla museum.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the remainders of it. Actually, the guy that does, I think it's the Oatmeal, like one of the online comics.
I love the Oatmeal.
Yeah, he did a Kickstarter to save the old Tesla museum, the old Tesla plant in New York.
Cool. Where is the Oatmeal?
I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither. I know he makes fun of Seattle, but I know he doesn't live there.
I've never read it. I just know about it because of the Tesla thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so he was using these big towers to, or was going to use them to, you know, transmit electricity wirelessly. Now, the theory is that these giant obelisks were basically that same thing, just, you know, ancient.
Yeah,
I just heard this the other day myself.
I mean, I'm familiar. I mean,
I can't really wrap my head, like, my brain around that.
Yeah.
But I'm not the brightest.
No, I mean, it's kind of hard to wrap my brain, because the assumption is that we have to accept that there's another... form of energy that's like electricity but can travel a distance and can be conducted through stone and that sort of thing, which well, there's a lot of there are things that exist like that, just not to power things, so, you know, like static currents or whatever wave. Let me answer this way, because the one that I think is more likely, and this could be a remnant of, is acoustical signaling. Like, if you build a big enough acoustical array, like just a giant concave thing out of concrete, you can look, like, there's one in England that can pick up, like, France. It's the idea is, like, essentially like an echo chamber, weird enough, where as the studio
is sitting here gesturing too.
Is well, I know I have to gesture because I'm trying to think.
Did he do the grand hands out gesture?
He did. He was showing the dome.
Not full Jesus. The description of a circle, not like, full crucifixion.
I went to art school. I know what a circle looks like. Thing.
The idea is that they can signal through there, and either the two options are it creates an altered mind state, and that's where they have, like, ritual, or it can be communication at long distances. And that's the obelisk thing, is that they found a way to kind of bounce auditory noise off the ionosphere.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so essentially they could communicate across continents or theoretically across the ocean. And
sounds annoying, though.
Well, I mean, if you're in, you know, 5-something BC, you know, there's not much else to do. Yeah. But that, I think, I would definitely give credence to over the electricity thing, just because I think we would find more evidence of usage of some kind of advanced power. But there's a ton of evidence of, you know, acoustical knowledge, you know. The Outer Banks, boom.
Oh, that's...
Oh, yeah, okay.
We never said the Outer Banks.
Isn't that closer to North Carolina?
Isn't that Ocracoke?
That's up near...
I don't know that word. I just know the Outer Banks.
I think it is near Ocracoke. It's up in that area up near Calabash. And...
See, I told you, if you talk about something else, it would come to me.
You were absolutely right.
You would have said that fucking dumbass sticker.
What mess sticker?
Oh, yeah, the OBX.
That to start this whole white dick here with three fucking ladders with a circle around it. Now they have...
Oh, I told you, I didn't even know that stuff.
That was OBX's Outer Banks.
I thought those were like a European thing.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Mm. By the way, I figured it out. So, yeah, so the outer... What was that?
I don't know. Is that the mice?
No.
Have they grown? It sounded like somebody threw something at your door. Maybe it was your laundry being done.
No, I'm not doing laundry.
Oh.
Okay, hey, you guys have a casual conversation. You're going to find out who's breaking into my apartment. Hold on.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's breaking.
No, I know. I'm being facetious.
No, it sounds like somebody's being paranoid.
Yeah, it was a really weird noise. It kind of sounded like somebody just ran into the door and fell down.
Crazy.
Which, it'd be kind of weird because it's not a front door.
What kind of door is it?
It's a back door. But, like, it would just be weird if somebody was in the backyard running into the door.
That actually happened to my buddy Zach. He,
really?
Yeah, the last place he lived. They woke up one morning, and there was a guy in the backyard. He didn't have a shirt on. I think he had pants. I can't remember. But, yeah, and he was just...
And then a shirt.
Over and over, taking a running start and smashing into the door until he finally got it smashed open. And by that time, they had gotten out and gotten their car and drove down the parking lot.
And, holy fuck.
Yeah, and by the time he left and the cops came and they went back in, the guy had come in. He didn't take a damn thing. He just smashed everything.
Wow.
And that's the story of Nikola Tesla.
Yep.
Oh, the noisy thing again? I think your mice have grown.
Oh, no, the mouse is gone. No, I don't know. There wasn't anybody, like, standing at the door, so that's good enough for me.
Yeah, I'm going to try and break in and stand there and wait for somebody to find me.
Well, I'm more meant the door was, like, in a place that I left it, so.
Yeah, it was weird sound, though. Maybe it was the pipes.
Yeah, sure. I mean, my thing is that if no one coming in to kill me. So, I'm good, all the other
options. Because I'm already inside.
Oh, you can get me. That's fine. Someone a stranger would kill me. That'd be upsetting.
Do you live, like, in the city in Portland?
Yeah.
Portland's a really weird city where it's pretty much like a giant suburb. Like, yeah. people have yards. It's not like East Coast cities.
Right.
Where, like, it's people on top of people. It's pretty spread out. It's nice.
Yeah, but for like downtown, like city center for what it is, a 5-minute bike ride. Like, it's right there.
Yeah,
we're still speaking from pretty different perspectives because I mean, number one, opposite ends of the country, completely different time zones. So you're basically living in a different time than we are.
We're in the future.
We're in the past. Yeah.
That's right.
We both put that together at the same time.
Yeah.
Good job to the ladies. And there was another point I was going to make with that, and I have completely forgotten it. Okay, forget it. Oh, yes. You guys live in a highly populated area, and we are out in the fucking boonies.
Yes.
It was nice on the last one. I could hear the crickets in the background. And
most of them are going to be that way. Mm-hmm. Most of them are. Tonight, we got a babysitter, so we were able to do it. We were able to do it inside. That was special for you guys.
No.
I can add on crickets if you'd like me to.
Yeah, no, it was weird because I was finishing up at work today, and it was like I was sitting out there with you guys, and I was like, I remember the sound of crickets. I don't think we have crickets out here.
Oh, y'all don't have them? Oh, man.
We'll have to mail them some.
Yeah.
No.
We'll mail you crickets, lightning bugs, and lizards.
Yes.
We don't have lightning bugs either.
Yeah, that I miss lightning bugs.
I miss lightning bugs.
Or fireflies, whatever the hell
you call them. Yeah, lightning bugs, fireflies.
They swarm around our house about the same time of the year as the dragonflies.
Yes.
I mean, you look up and they're just littering, the air right above our house.
I remember locusts as being really fucking creepy. Do we have them here?
I think we have locusts here, but not like a lot. We've got like the whatchamacallit ones, like the really long hibernation cycle ones. There's like different kinds.
Not the cicadas, are they?
You're saying locust.
I was thinking,
no, when you said locust, I immediately put cicada in my head.
That's,
so
that's what I meant. Okay. Things that shed that shell that's completely...
Yeah, they live on pine trees.
I like those.
I copy-edited you on that one. No, I think we do have them out here.
Okay. I don't hear them as much. I remember hearing them a lot because they used to be really loud when they were getting their shell off or whatever.
Yeah.
Getting their shell off.
Yeah.
Taking their clothes off.
I just like crunching the shell when you're walking the woods.
No, I just like to, like, I would try and take them off the tree fully intact because creepy like that. I just think it's so cool because it looks like an entire bug, but it's just empty.
Yeah. I have a Y chromosome, so I'm just genetically programmed to destroy things.
So I have to say about that. They're taking off again.
Are we? I think that's a door being opened.
Okay.
No, I'm starting to hear it now.
Yep, y'all are taking off too.
Oh, you hear it too?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that not? The, oh, we just. That's coming from you guys?
That was like a truck or something by you guys. That's a giant cricket.
Weird.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I guess it does sound like. Now I'm wondering if.
Now it sounds like a train.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I hear that too. It does.
It's sound like... Do you guys have a mic on your computer? Like an onboard mic?
Yes.
I think your mic is picking up the sound of your fan, is what that is. CPU fan.
Yeah, that that would make sense.
Alex.
That's my guess. Well, no, the other reason I know that is because I've been doing this for a couple of years.
And you know, I know.
I've broken just about everything. And I'm like, wait, I think I've had this problem before. And it turned out my mic was very close to the fan.
Huh.
Didn't say it was interesting, but it was accurate.
The more you know thing.
Yeah.
I did the arm movement for that one, too.
You guys should start recording, like video recording.
I was like, we're not recording yet, holy shit.
Yeah, that's still the preamble.
You actually reminded me of a question I was going to ask, Alex, how long you've been doing this. I could not remember for the life of me if I asked you last time or not.
I started up to you at this point, but the kind of a recognizable form of the show I currently do, probably like a year and a half.
That would be like, 75. Did you start over with the numbers? 75 episodes
ago? No, it's essentially of the thing that's currently called the Alex Cast. I'm 75, 76 episodes in, but the first chunk of them were. I was writing my book, and I was doing a lot of readings from it, and you know, it was more of like a kind of poetry, short story, kind of art, and like I did a lot of like production pieces, like in between sketches, like, or in between readings, like that kind of thing. So it wasn't really very much the show it is now, and just slowly but surely, it moved that way. Well, who the fuck wants to hear me read poetry? You know?
I do. I love when you play the old ones. Well, then again, I like.
You can start doing a special podcast for Stephanie, where you just read your poetry.
Yeah, but I mean,
I like when he replays the old ones and makes fun of himself.
That's a feature I gotta
do. Yeah, you gotta do that more often. Yeah.
Really. Oh, so you've done that on the Alex Cast before.
Yeah, a few episodes, sometime vaguely recently, I pulled out episode 1 and 2 of the show and just kind of made fun of myself during it. Because it occurred to me in one of my early episodes, I'm gonna say it's episode 1, is I described how hard it is to talk to Mike by yourself for half an hour. And I said, I envisioned a co-host, and I named him Tank, and he was going to be this hard-drinking fat guy that would tell me his exploits and weirdness and just be, you know, kind of loud and obnoxious. And it occurred to me one day of, holy fuck, Bill is Tank. Like, I had somehow, a year and a half later, pulled in this producer that, well, God wished for episode 1. And it was just a weird thing that played for him. It just turned into me making fun of the early episodes. And then we played Bill's first appearance on the show and kind of lambasted that a little bit.
you laid into him a couple of episodes ago, and I couldn't help but feel for him because if I were Bill, as I am me, you would have been yelling at me also because I have a tendency to end up on the opposite side of the room from the mic for some reason. I don't just...
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
That wasn't the main thing. Yeah, I wish there's no way to do it, but a lot of that argument was like an off-air thing that was from previous, which I think everybody probably could like put those together.
Yeah.
It was more like this accumulation of everything, and the conversation we had right before we started was like, I'm going to say an 8-minute long thing of Bill describing how he's finally figured out my technique and that he's got it set, he's comfortable, he's good. And I kept reminding him, no, Bill, we're cool. Just move it where you want it. And this whole, it was like a 10-minute setup. And then so when he just had his face as far away from the mic as humanly possible, I just added the screams. And also I figured out where my compressor knob was, so I wanted an excuse to be really loud.
And then I did the same thing where I was looking at Bill and not talking to the microphone. I have a tendency to do that. Like, I think it's just a natural thing.
Yeah, it's hard to get used to that in your head, too.
Like, how we're sitting right now, I'm across from you, and I'm not going to turn my head and start talking because no one's over there. But when there's the three of us, it's hard to get your mic in a position where you can see both of you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I hear you. I just, that's why we have headphones. Like, I know it's a hard habit.
That's how we have.
Well, because it's hard habit to break the, your people's ear, because it's like extra bit of information. You're having all their sound is prickling in your ear. So, like.
Well, you're a pro. You just said you've been doing this for years.
No, but it's, my show blows. I've been doing it with a microphone for as long as Bill's been a show. I used to have a little portable voice recorder that just opened the
Really?
Show. Yeah. I would do a Bill show.
But you wouldn't be looking at the person you're talking to because you weren't talking to anybody.
Well, no, even when I have people in the studio. Like,
well, you don't like looking at people, so.
You don't have to argue with me. I'm just saying. I'm saying the idea of looking at someone wasn't like the main annoyance. There was just there was the whole, build up.
Oh, I know that wasn't
The
main annoyance. I was here. It was very comfortable.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, thank you for dealing with that. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Come on, the Cheers commercial was fun, though.
The Cheers commercial was adorable. I was just telling Reed about it, actually, today.
Oh, thank you.
You made a commercial?
Oh, yeah, I don't know if you guys saw. I'm, like, officially sponsored now by,
the bar that we met at. Uh-oh.
Yeah, by the bar that we met at.
How sweet is that?
Instead of being a regular person and just mentioning the bar, I started doing production pieces. And the first one was me giving kind of a depressive dialogue over the Cheers theme about, drinking away your problems and getting drunk enough to fuck ugly people. And, I thought it was
the bar's all about.
Yeah. And then the next episode I did, which I don't think anybody's going to listen to because apparently no one liked it, but
Which one?
Oh, I put another episode yesterday.
I know. I listened to it today.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay. Yeah. Because I did the other commercial I did. I put Herb Alpert's Little Spanish Flea.
I didn't listen to the end. No,
it's like right in the middle.
Oh. I listened to part of it.
Anyway, the key thing is old show is very strange and not very listenable, and that was about 2 years ago. But I'm new to the whole, that's why you guys ran into me now, this whole Death Squad thing, which, how I met you and, the other parts of the communities. I'd been doing the show for a while, and I stumbled out, and I'm like, ooh, there's other people doing this. This is fun, but it turns out, not to be, the old man in the room, but it turns out everybody's, kind of on their, their first few months of doing it. So I'm like, oh, this is weird. I'm in the position to give advice because, I fucked up absolutely everything up till this point. So, the other reason my show sounds good.
You don't think you're fucking up right now?
No, I do. I'm just joking. It's a very different fuck up than the ones I started with. Yeah, so, audio-wise...
This is a confident fuck up. Yeah,
this is a fuck up, in that, this is just the way I am. So we're just going to have to take that. But... That's what's just fun talking to, at a newer podcast. I can tell you what to do. I fucked that one up, three times. That's probably a fan.
That's cool. Yeah. Maybe you could teach a class.
No. Yes. This is how you become mediocre.
You'll play your old ones. Yeah. And don't do this.
This is how you get to number 98.
You can charge money for that.
This is how you read your poetry to yourself in your basement.
Yeah. Good times.
I like it.
Void Strictures on Amazon. Cheap plug.
Hey, go right ahead. Yeah, plug anything you want.
Oh, no, that's it. No one's buying that book anymore. Though, if you have an Amazon Prime account, you can get the digital book for free.
Hey, so, and we do.
We do, exactly.
Oh, well, yeah, you can get the book for free.
What was the name of it?
It's called the Void Sutras. It's just a little collection of poems and short stories and stuff. Okay. But, if you're Amazon Prime, there's some kind of lending library or something. I don't know. I realized I hadn't, sold a digital version in, 4 months, and they said, you can make this free and have these people read it. And I said, oh, fuck it, I'm not going to lose any money. And actually, from I don't know if you guys are on there.
They take money out of your bank account.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen you on there, but the Inspired Disorder Collective, if you go there, I posted a link to the PDF for it, which, another reason to get people turned on to that. Very good collection of wonderful, interesting people with good podcasts. Well, not all of them have good podcasts, but there are very good podcasts on there.
Yeah, I had a little trouble navigating their site for some reason the last time I tried to get on it.
It's much better now. You got to look on if you go for it, doesn't matter because they're the landing page from the old version of it. So
yeah,
you have to go to
weird.
Yeah, you have to
it's,
go to
it's rerouted.
Yeah, no, you have to go to Inspired Collective. InspiredDisorderCollective.com directly. Don't search for it. And I think that gets you to the landing page with, the new kind of layout. Yeah, it's weird, because you get to that one page where it's I don't know what the fuck to do here. It just says collective, and, this is where you can buy our merch, and you're this doesn't make any sense.
Yes, exactly. That's
yeah, that's not the page. Yeah, there's actually, a good site somewhere hidden there. I just, I always end up on that page as well, because I think if you Google for it, for some reason that one shows up. But anyway, yeah, they're a fun collection of people, and there's a lot of podcasts on there are quite good. Some are really terrible.
Well,
just one. Yeah, go for it. I don't think for it to you. She's motioning at her crotch and then saying the word pee. Would you mind grabbing me one of these alcoholic beverages from the refrigerated unit? Yes, I'm a full service podcast studio, and bring beer. Yeah, that argument with Bill one was kind of weird for me, because I was like, I was almost not going to post it, but I'm like, fuck it, I'll just look like an idiot. And, like, it's almost the most complimented episode I've put out. Like, everybody comments on it. It's not everybody, but... which is really strange. So I'm like, yeah, maybe they just don't have a grasp on what the audience is actually like.
Yeah, that's what I'm still trying to figure out. But I'm still just trying to figure out if anybody's listening. The metrics on Podbean are a little confusing. Not confusing necessarily, but like one day it'll give you your full feed hits and everything. The next day it'll say zero. And then the next day, it'll be, like, halfway in between somewhere in those numbers.
Mm. Aren't you guys on Podomatic?
This one is.
Oh, okay, yeah, because if you're on Pro Podomatic, not that they're, like, incredibly accurate, but they're pretty consistent, the numbers for how many listeners and whatnot on there.
Right, I like Podomatics, and I'm going to be looking into moving the Holocast over.
I like it. If you're... I'm actually moving off of it now, but nothing to do with them. I just found some server space that's free, so with my... not like braggartly, but with my bandwidth load, it's starting to get expensive. So, well, no, it's just, I don't want to sound like I'm.
I was giggling because I'm a child, and you said load.
Oh, well done. Yeah, I actually didn't think about it that way. I was like, I often get mocked for my self-serving comments. I'm like, I don't mean it like that. I just mean, like, I don't know how to say this without sounding
laughing
like.
Laughing at your load.
All right, good. Well, I appreciate that. Anytime I can throw my load on you to make it laugh, it sounds great. But that one I was trying to get.
You almost got me to sip my beer out.
I only said that to try to get the timing that you're just about to take a sip of beer. And I was like, all right, let's see if this can happen. But yeah, no, Podomatic's great. I've had really great experiences with them, but I found free hosting. And when you get enough of a following, it starts to get a little pricey. Or if you have a good job, it doesn't at all, but I don't. So I don't feel like spending that kind of cash.
Good job. It's like an oxymoron.
Yeah,
by good job, I mean like that pays you some kind of money. Yeah, I don't. I don't mean like. Yeah, I still even, you know, still maybe want to kill yourself. Like, you have money, drink away,
kill yourself.
Yeah. So long story short, Podomatic, good. Podbean, never used.
Podbean, is that what you said?
Yeah, it's one of the hosting services around that a lot of people use.
Yeah, it's shit. Basically, it's what it is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, now we know.
Plus they plus they like to. Put their own commercials in the beginning of your podcast without even letting you know they're going to be doing that.
Oh, fuck that shit. Yeah,
fuck that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was number one.
Especially if it's for something, I don't know, I was trying to think of, like, the most horrible, like, commercial for something for your podcast.
And the commercial is for other advertisers that would want to advertise there. Yeah, that's what it says, if you would like to advertise on this podcast. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, just don't bother. Nobody's going to want to advertise on this podcast.
Yeah.
So just keep your shit, you know, out of here. I pay you money.
Oh, wait. That's on the pay service they do that as well?
Yes.
Oh, that's
bullshit.
Yeah.
If that's tacked on and that's like, that's the price you're paying for a free service, that's almost acceptable. But if you're getting the money and they're fucking with your file, shine on that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, fuck it. But,
shine on that. You know, that's the way the kids talk. I'm like hip with the kids.
I think those kids have grown up now.
Yeah.
Well, shine on that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know,
I don't even know what that means. Shine on that?
I don't know what it means. I mean, I know what it means. I don't know what the derivation is.
He knows what he means.
Yeah.
As long as you know what you mean.
Well, no, the phrase means like, fuck that. You know, I mean, shine on that. Like,
how does it mean that,
though? I don't know. It's just a phrase that people
use. Why don't you just say fuck that?
Yeah, good point.
Exactly.
Well, because then I won't sound old and out of date, and then get to say weird things like that's the way the kids say it, and like could do on a podcast.
Shine on that.
Exactly. See, the more archaic your phrasing is, the odder it becomes, and then you get to have strange conversations like this one. See?
It wasn't a conversation.
It was a conversation.
What the fuck does that mean? I don't know. But like, is that a real thing that people are saying?
We're saying at some point, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never heard it.
Yeah, it's just like one of those. I don't know why it means that. It does. Yeah.
I guess you could say it at school.
I don't know. But I mean, also, fuck that doesn't make any sense either. And fuck you, me.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not going to fuck that.
Yeah, like, fuck
well,
you.
Well, same with fuck me.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Fuck you. Yeah. I want you to have one of the more enjoyable experiences humans can have.
Well, maybe.
Hug from your child. Like, it's
hug from your child.
What?
I don't know what fucking people.
Well, that's
good
like
about.
People yelling "fuck me."
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, I'm just drawing an analogy to other pleasant things that you wouldn't.
Yeah,
yell
but
at
it's
people.
Not always pleasant. I don't think when you're yelling at someone, you're like, "Oh, have enjoyable sex."
Well, I know that's what I'm saying. That the phrase doesn't make sense. To use that doesn't make sense. Like,
yeah, but I'm saying that maybe they mean to have unenjoyable sex. Like.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but, like, you'd, there'd be
have better... Have dry anal rape sex.
Well, yeah, but there'd be better ways to word that, like you just did.
Yeah, but that's a lot harder to say than fuck.
He can say rape you.
Yeah, I was just about to say it, damn it, Alex.
Wow, start that shit. Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, it's the rape same number you. Of syllables. Yeah, and that one, that's a lot clearer. I mean, we all accept fuck you as an insult, but, like...
We all accept fuck you.
Well, we do.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Like, calling someone an asshole makes sense. Like, that's you know, it's that's there's kind of a throughput there. Like, you don't go, like, hey, really nice cheekbones. Like, no, you go, hey, asshole.
Yeah, hey. You just call, hey, you're a dick.
Yeah.
And say, hey, you're a vagina. Why, you're a cunt.
Or you're a pussy. Yeah. It's truth.
You're a testicle. Yeah.
How does pussy equal scared?
What's that?
How does pussy equal scared?
Yeah,
I think it's just misogyny.
I think it's just like you're not a man, you're a vagina.
Yeah, no, I think the idea is that it's that people are equating women to only being vaginas, so you're saying you're a woman, but in
or a scaredy cat.
Well, yeah, scaredy cat's a little easier, because that's, I mean,
yeah,
cats.
But it's also cat's pussy.
No, I mean, that's a different derivation. I think scaredy cat is literally, cats tend to be skittish.
I'm just saying, I was just throwing it out there.
No, I mean, that would be nice, but I think this is actually much more of a sinister, like, just
probably.
Guys are terrible things, yeah.
I'm scared.
Sorry to back up, yeah, sorry to rampant misogyny, you know.
Stop being such a dick.
The most interesting thing about this is seeing where you take...
What, rambling, nonsensical places that end in awkward silence? Yeah, I can do that all day.
Yeah, exactly. Well, those are normally the podcasts I like.
Oh, okay, good, yeah. You should hear me try to fucking chat up a girl. All it is just these kind of awkward silences. All right, how the hell do I fucking extricate myself from the situation? Well, it's true. You sit down next to the lady and start, like, saying the things I say. It doesn't work.
How do you spell this?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah. What's up, darling? You want to hear about some ancient aliens? Yeah.
Hey, what's the word for kind of see-through, but not really, that's not sheer and every other word you've ever heard of for that?
Hey, you want to hear like a really common man's understanding of relativistic physics? Yeah, I know you do.
It's true.
Let's talk about Ted.
What?
Are you what? Talk? Do you guys know that?
Say that again?
You're breaking
Ted
up.
Ted Talks? Yeah, do you know another one? Oh,
yes, yeah, well, no, you kept breaking up, but yeah.
Yeah, they're really fun. Ted Talks is a series of lecturers that do, like, I guess about 10, 15-minute performances. And they just talk about, like, really interesting, usually science-based stuff. So, yeah, like...
That's probably why I haven't watched it.
Like, no, there's stuff, like, pop accessible, too. Like, they had, like, James Cameron did one about going in the submersible to go, like, really deep in the ocean.
Who's James Cameron?
The guy that did
Titanic. The Abyss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, The Abyss, very well done.
Well, didn't he do The Sky wrong in the Titanic?
Oh, done, yeah. Wow, look at you. That's
I
awesome.
Heard it on another podcast.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was really great, yeah.
I noticed it myself.
No.
He actually has a committee right now where they are all working on figuring out all the mistakes from the movie Titanic. I mean, that's not their main goal. They're also trying to figure out, you know, what happened, but...
Yeah, but the sky thing was Neil deGrasse Tyson pointed it out when he met James Cameron.
It's a fucking movie!
Well, no, it's not a movie. What James Cameron was obsessed about, he actually got the same style of china they had on the original Titanic. Like,
yeah.
Everything is period accurate, everything is supposed to look exactly like it did on the ship, and then Neil deGrasse Tyson went, well, you fucked up the sky. Because the night sky doesn't look in the way it would if you're in the Arctic Circle and whatever month that was, whatever year that was.
But it's a fucking movie.
Oh, yeah, not a particularly good one. Yeah.
Well,
you'll be glad to know they're talking about reshooting it to
to
correct all the inaccuracies.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, that's why I'm just like, what the fuck?
I mean, if they reshoot it, they should recast Billy Zane.
Well, are they going to put people in time machines to be as young as they were when they were in it?
I doubt they're going to redo the entire movie, but the fact that they're going to, you know.
Touch up the sky.
Right.
That's what I think I did hear this, but I tuned out because who cares? It's the Titanic. I don't plan on watching it again. And it's the fucking sky in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'm sure a lot of it was incorrect. I feel like I can't hear anybody.
Well, no, the the idea of it is that James Cameron was so fastidious with all the details is the only reason it's pointed.
No, I get it.
Because, I mean, in any other movie, yeah, of course, it's just such a stupid detail, like, it's fine. But because he was, James Cameron's walking around bragging that this is the most accurate, yada, yada.
Well, that's just being a cunt or a pussy.
I just did a bunch of research, and he was
can you hear them? Because I don't think I can hear them.
Well, they're not talking right now, so I don't know.
No, I don't think we were talking.
Oh.
You don't think we were talking? I know we weren't talking.
What? I thought I couldn't hear you guys anymore. I was worried.
No, I try to be careful not to talk over you guys, because when I do, it cuts you guys out for like a good 3 or 4 seconds after.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was just doing that.
Probably another Skype issue. If
Oh, really?
I would imagine. Or it could be my computer. Yeah. I have nothing with issues with it now since I've put Windows 8 on it.
I haven't run Windows in a while, but my experience on it is not so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it gets more terrible every edition they put out.
Yeah, we will be eventually moving on to a Mac, but...
Yes.
Well, if you want
to
get...
the way to go.
If you want to get neck-stabbingly angry at it, but make everything free, and once you understand it, it works perfect, is you can install a Linux thing, which I have.
I tried Linux before.
What's that?
I said I tried Linux before, and
all I think of when you say Linux is the, well, you didn't watch Dave Chappelle, but the Chappelle Show, when they do Pop Copy, where they're making fun of King Chris.
Oh, yeah.
If they have PC Mac, say we run Linux.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that.
Yeah. Can I have it back since you're not going
to
watch
it? I'm going to watch it eventually. I'll get it back to you if you want, but I am planning on watching it. Steph was very surprised that I've not seen the Chappelle Show.
I've never seen the Chappelle Show.
What? Either. You've never seen?
Nope.
Really?
Never.
It's so good.
See, it's not everybody. It like, is. There are people that haven't seen it.
That's right.
I know there's people that haven't seen them, and that's why I gave it to you, expecting you to be excited to watch it. And
I am.
Was,
I
what,
just,
like, a month ago?
Yeah, but it takes me a while to get this shit.
Well...
I'll get back to one. It's like,
it's on Netflix. Like, I don't even need to let you borrow
it. Oh, it's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, you can tell me that. Yeah, okay, I'll get back to you.
But the bloopers are awesome.
Ah.
There's the bloopers are fucking hilarious.
How about Key and Peele? Do you watch that?
I've heard of it and I haven't watched it yet.
If you like Chappelle's Show, you've got to watch this one.
Yeah, no, people keep talking about it and I'm sure I'm going to love it. I don't have cable and I don't watch much of my computer because I have Netflix on my TV. So
I think it's on Netflix. It's either on Netflix or Hulu one.
Yeah, see, Hulu's not on my TV.
Yeah, it's about to not be on ours anymore either. Cause
it'll be on Netflix eventually. I feel like an old person. It'll be on Netflix eventually.
Well, you have a TV that can get internet on it. Like that's
no,
like,
I bought a box to get.
Oh yeah, still much more fancy than I have. Yeah,
$60, pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm good.
My TV is shit anyway. I need a real TV.
Yeah, so. No, I still have cathode tubes in mine. But what is this Key and Peele? Because that's literally my first thought. Is that's how I open oranges? Because usually I have my keys on me, so you can get that nice little start. But like, what is Key and Peele?
Open oranges sold.
That's the whole show. That's a real
in a nutshell. So,
it's two comedians, right?
Yes. I cannot remember their first names, but one of them was on. I remember him mostly from Reno 911. I cannot think of his character on there though. But he was a recurring character. Did you watch Reno 911?
Yeah,
I've seen it.
Yeah, he was the one that would always be very flamboyant. Always out on the street by himself, acting real crazy. Basically,
is that T.J. Miller?
Wasn't he the one that
I love T.J.
Miller?
Yes,
he's the guy that his parents are rich and he's on roller skates. That guy?
Yes.
No.
Was,
Nick Schwartzen.
Nick Schwartzen.
That was Nick
Schwartzen. I was
like
getting him and T.J. Miller confused.
Yeah, this is a black guy. He was always out there pretending like he was trying to solve a crime for him, but he was the one that committed a crime.
Oh, I don't think I've seen those.
Yeah, I mean, it's been so long since I've seen them, I can't really remember actual plots.
Yeah, I just watched them recently, that's the only reason I remember. And the other guy, the only thing I could think of him being on was that movie Wanderlust, that recent movie.
Yeah, with
Paul Rudd, Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's weird, because those are both, members of the state that started both of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember the state.
Yeah, Reno 911 is like probably half the primary cast.
The
and then Wanderlust is, I think David Wayne directed it. And
Wayne Brady's brother?
No, he's a tiny little white Jewish man. And Ken Marino, I think, is in it. Yeah. Ken Marino, you might know as that guy.
That guy.
That
oh, okay.
Guy.
That guy.
Okay, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know the one? He's got like two arms, two legs, walks around. Yeah.
Hair.
Yeah. Bipedal.
Neck.
Bipedal.
Yeah. Bipedal.
What the fuck just that? Because like I was thinking, piddle, like peed yourself.
He peed himself twice.
Yeah, that's
peed himself both ways.
Yeah. Or he paid for a German lady to pee on him. jokes. Hey, you guys talk shit about me behind my back. I'm gonna go buy people.
You bought a German lady?
Yes.
That's what that sound was at the door. It's all making sense now.
That's right. It's all coming together.
Well, where does she go then?
It's all making sense. What's that?
I said, where does she go then?
What? In the bathroom with him, I guess.
I think we're actually going to go ahead and wrap it up whenever he gets back. It's getting pretty late here.
Yeah, I was going to say, guys, probably tired. I know I'm tired, even though I'm just, it's what, like 8 o'clock here? I'm just old. I've been up since 6, so.
Oh, shit, I think I have too. Well, our time.
What's that?
So I think I've been up since then too.
Yeah, since 6.
6 o'clock.
I get up at 6 and walk my dog a mile before I go into work, and it's just exhausting. It's stupid work. I mean, I work on a computer all day. It's not.
And you work on Saturday?
No, I don't work tomorrow. Ah. But the dog will need to be walked tomorrow, so take a nap instead of going to work.
Wish I could do that.
Well, I get to take naps at work.
He's in the crate for 8 hours, so I feel bad if I don't walk him a good walk in the morning before that.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want to go 8 hours. Whoa, there's the train again.
Sounded like we were picking up somebody else's conversation, too.
That's what it sounded like. Another day.
Really?
Yeah, unless there are, there might be ghosts over there.
Oh, yeah, y'all have other females there? LA?
Hello. Oh, Alex is talking German now.
That was the German lady we were here.
Beetle. Yeah. How much did that cost?
Like a song that's fun to the Deutschmark. What?
Prices have gone up.
That's what I said. Yeah. I remember I was in Hamburg back in 83. I mean, you can get a nice Hamburgian prostitute for like, you know, 3-4 Mark. I don't really know all that much German.
Yeah,
much
but you should watch his face when he speaks it. It's amazing.
Well, I'm of German ancestry.
I'm German, too.
The evil just bleeds out.
I'm German, too.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And Irish and English and Scottish and French.
Oh, all right. I speak a little French, too.
Yeah, I know. We went through this because my mom actually speaks French.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And worked in France, but spoke French really well. My uncle's an archaeologist. Oh. And
did you ask him about Neanderthal?
Not yet. Okay. But it's birthday.
Oh, okay. Guten
Geburtstag. He lives in Australia, so I don't talk to him. But my mom said in French, in bad French, she was trying to say that they were working in caves digging for bones, and she said they were working in caves digging for bats. When she was in France.
That's fun. Huh.
Which I wouldn't be able to say any of it, so.
Well, I think you should ring up your uncle and try to say bon anniversaire.
Well, it's like, talk about time zone difference. It's like tomorrow over there.
Oh, it is tomorrow over there. That is absolutely correct.
So they're definitely in the future then.
Actually, I think it's tomorrow where we're talking to you guys, right?
Not quite.
13 more minutes and it will be tomorrow.
Oh, there you go.
And you guys will still have 3 more hours.
Yep.
Yeah, but don't worry. You can pick up your chin's brain and say...
What?
Well, just like you can pick up your chins and grin and say.
Oh, I thought you said pick up your change.
No, no. Tomorrow. Ich liebe this tomorrow.
The sun will come out.
Okay, it's in German.
I love you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's Ich liebe.
I know the English translation for 99 red balloons.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's 99 red balloons.
Shit.
Yes.
Stop.
I was going to say I knew the German for it, but then I realized I could not remember for the life of me. Loft balloons? Is it loft?
Yes, we're 909 Sand Luftballons. Fliegen in der Sommer sein. Yeah, that's all I know.
Oh, man, he started to dance, too.
No, I was lifting my leg so I could cross it over.
That
the
looks
knee.
Really comfortable.
It is. It's quite comfy.
What, crossing your legs?
Well, no, like, you don't know the way he's crossed his legs.
Well, no, it's in like masculine.
How many ways are there?
Put your foot on the thigh above the knee. That's, you know, this is proper man sit.
Like, what?
Oh, I wasn't taught proper man sit because I have a vagina.
Well, no, that's the thing. Is because
it should be easier for you because there's nothing in the way.
Exactly. Well, the way that ladies cross their legs gets in the way of...
Oh, this is just an example of I have so much that I cannot cross my legs.
So this is, I think, the third time tonight you've admitted to having a cock.
No, I'm talking about you. Are you admitting to having a cock, Alex?
I'm a boy.
I'm saying you can't cross your legs like a normal girl because you have a penis.
Yes.
Now we're back in agreement. Thank you.
Best one you ever seen, Larry. off of that laugh. That's, I feel like I've won. Start strong with a dick joke. Go through the entire middle of the show only saying puerile jokes based around some kind of Jedi failure or scat, and end strong with a dick joke. Comedy 101.
It's a good podcast sandwich.
That's right.
The Aristocrats.
Oh, podcast sandwich. Delicious.
I have some tofu ice cream sandwiches if you want one.
Tofu ice cream?
They are pretty delicious. They're called tofuties.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I was stoned in the fucking the healthy market around the corner from my house, and I was like, man, who wants some fucking ice cream sandwiches?
Ice cream.
No, the health food market, like, that happens to have shitty food. It's the health food market because they've got random tofu ice cream.
I got it.
Yeah. Working context.
Is it any way comparable to a real ice cream sandwich?
I honestly, and...
You wouldn't know.
No, I've had real ice cream sandwiches recently. No, it tastes... I can't tell the difference on this one, but it's mint chocolate chip with, like, chocolate sandwichy bits.
So it's toothpaste.
Yeah. So it's the fact is, it tastes minty with, like, a little bit of chocolate, so not particularly difficult to mimic that.
Well, I'm not even a fan of ice cream. Like, I could give that up easily. I pretty much have. Except I do like coffee ice cream, but I rarely eat.
I like a Mr. Mister every now and again.
What's a Mr. Mister?
Yeah.
Oh, Misty is what I was thinking.
Yeah, I was thinking that was kind of gay.
Well, no, Mr. Mister was an 80s band. Yeah,
Mr. Big.
No, wait. Mr. Mister was a band from the 80s.
Yeah, that's right.
That they did Mr. Big.
I know there's a band, Mr. Big.
The song, something else. Never mind.
I don't know, remember what Mr. Mister... No, Mr. Mister did... Did they take these broken wings?
Okay.
Do you guys know that? Or are we the same age, right? Do you know that?
What?
I think that's Mr. Mister, wasn't it? And Kira?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's Mr. Mister. Yeah, it's beautiful. I love that song as a kid. And then that Kira song, which I don't know how they... You know what I mean? That... Carrying them down the road that we must travel. Carrying them down to the darkest of the night.
Oh,
yeah. But no, you can
never just sped up really fast.
Well, yeah, because I don't want to sing for that.
I know. That's why I didn't recognize it.
Hey, guys, I'm doing it again. So why don't you do your wrap up then?
I knew you would sing eventually.
Sing every episode.
We're going to wrap this up. Sing.
The first episode of my show that I described Tank, oh, those many years ago, I sung Led Zeppelin. So
yeah, that was a good one. But now when they first start the podcast with you, you're like, all right, we're going to wrap it up. Sing, Alex.
Yeah.
Well, do you have anything you guys want to plug before we get out of here?
Oh, yeah. If you guys are Twitter people, I'm the AlexCast on Twitter. You can find me on alexcast.com, which is getting a massive overhaul relatively soon, but I'm still there. And facebook.com/alexcast. If you can click like on that, that'd be cool. Oh, and just because we brought it up before, reminder that if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can find The Void Sutras by Alex Bolan on Amazon, and it's for free. And if you want to buy the Dead Tree version, it costs something. I have no idea. No one bought one in a really long time. I have no idea what they cost, but it's
$13.
Oh, 13. Okay, yes, that's pretty reasonable.
Damn.
Yeah, ain't bad.
No, that was quick.
Yeah.
I found that out earlier.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was about to say, like, wait, I wrote a fucking... I don't know. Yeah, need that price up. No, the electronic one is definitely free. I know that for sure.
Well, that's cool.
And if it's not, you go to Inspired Disorder Collective. But no, that's my pluggy things. Do you have anything, Steph?
I have nothing. I'm going to set up a Twitter soon, but I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah, you got to get one, Stephanie. Come on now.
I know. I've been wanting to. I know I looked up real quick, and I know Steph Infection, I think, is taken, so I'm going to have to think of something.
Aw.
Just put the underscore in a different place.
That'll just actually be Staph Infection.
That's got to be taken.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's probably...
But yeah, I'm going to set one up soon, and just, yeah, you can find me on the AlexCast.
Awesome.
She's always commenting on the facebook.com/AlexCast, so you can find her on
probably
there.
Too much, but whatever.
I don't get on Facebook anymore.
What's that?
So I don't get on Facebook anymore.
I do once in a while.
There's no reason...
I'm kind of addicted to it.
I like it, but it's kind of... I wish there was another option in between Twitter, like... Facebook was that, but it's kind of blowing, and no one else is taking their spot, because...
it's all pictures of my dog.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's post a lot of pictures of her dog.
He's cute.
And what kind of dog is it?
Oh, he's a pit bull boxer Shar Pei.
Ah.
Oh, my three least favorite kinds of dogs.
Yeah, I know. That was an awesome threesome to create that.
Yeah, it's like tan.
Alex doesn't like animals.
I like animals. I just don't really like dogs. And I like animals at a distance.
You don't like mice either.
Who I don't like mice, mice other than...
What animals do you like?
If I had if I had a bigger living environment, like if I lived in a house, I'd definitely get some sugar gliders. Those are adorable.
Oh, yes. I had one of those before.
Oh, they're fucking great. Yes. Ring-tailed lemurs are great.
Let me correct myself real quick. I said that I had a sugar glider. It was actually a friend's that I ended up keeping for a summer. But I claimed it as mine because I was the only one that he liked.
And for a summer. It was yours for a summer.
Oh, did it actually like you, though?
Yes.
Oh, that's weird. I've heard that, like, that's the big problem with them. Unless you, like, meet it on, like, the first day, they don't bond very well.
Yeah, no, it would not come out of its little hidey hole for anybody. But I would come around and I'd stick my hand up there and it would just crawl out of my hand and hang out with me.
Oh, that's awesome. Those are the best things ever.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
What the fuck is it?
They're like these tiny... I'll show you pictures of them. They're adorable. They're like these tiny little things, but I've got an apartment where if I go on my tippy toes, I can kind of hit my head on the ceiling, so it's not really enough room for sugar gliding.
Yeah.
What is it, a cross between like a squirrel and a rat?
Well, it's not really a cross, but it's very similar to a flying squirrel.
Okay.
Ew.
No, they're cute, though. I'll show you a picture. I swear they're
cute. No, squirrels are cute. Howie almost ate a dead one the other day.
Ew.
He was about to bite its head when I realized what it was. And then I screamed like a crazy person and someone almost fell off their bike.
And I think my life is much less complicated by the existence of no animals.
Oh, yeah, no. If I didn't have my dog, my life would be way less complicated. But I signed up for that shit.
Well, yeah, let these people go. Thank you for having us on.
Well, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, it was.
Nice to meet you guys.
Nice meeting y'all too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And that was episode...
Four.
Four? That was episode four. All right. Yes. That was fun.
That was fun. It's very fun. My heart is old, holds my memories. My body burns a gem-like flame. Somewhere between the soul and soft machine.